Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune was one called Sunburst and was recorded 1976 when we were in Australia. I'm playing banjo and Colin Trenrith on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, Alan James on bass, and it was I got to overdub a bit of Dobro, that's right. And it was my idea of a tune. I like the sound of the tooting pegs, the Scruggs pegs, going through the minor chords, and it sort of, to me, sounds quite neat. And hope you enjoyed that tune. Kick it off. We're going to hear a piece of vinyl now that I hope you're going to enjoy, and I'll tell you why later.
World below, we are trusting, ever we're trusting God to lead against the foe. There will be a happy tomorrow when the boys again will see. Enter forth the ship, will come sailing as we shout the victory. We are waiting, 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 waiting with a smiling song. We are waiting, 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 and it won't be long. Ships come sailing, 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 sailing over dashing foam. We are waiting, 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 waiting for the boys to come home. We must keep
keep the beacon light shining from this lighthouse on the shore. They are coming, yes, they are coming. We will see their smile once more. God will make a silvery lining from the clouds that drift above. Into port the ship will come sailing, bringing back the boys we love. We are waiting, 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 waiting for the smiling song. We are waiting, 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 and it won't be long. Sailing, 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 sailing for the dashing foam. We are waiting, waiting, waiting for the boys to come home. We are waiting, 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 waiting with a smiling song. We are waiting, 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 and it won't be long. Sailing, sailing, sailing with a dashing foam. We are waiting, waiting, waiting for the boys to come home.
That, of course, was Country Gentleman, sometimes referred to as the original Country Gentleman of John Duffy, Charlie Waller, Eddie Adcock, and Ed Ferris was on bass. This is from an album called Play It Like It Is, came out in 1969. And I was a huge fan of the Country Gentleman. This album has been seriously abused. It's falling to bits, the whole cardboard cover's falling to bits, and the paper liner is ripped, and there's a few scratches and that sort of thing on the face of the album. But the reason why I'm playing a Country Gentleman song, even though I'm playing them quite often on this program, is that Eddie Adcock, the banjo player, just died at the end of March, 19th of March. He was 86 years old and had been suffering from a few health issues over last few years. But Eddie Adcock was an amazing banjo player, a great baritone singer, and that shadow part under Charlie Waller and John Duffy was always an amazing part. And Eddie Adcock, he'd played with all sorts of people before he joined the Country Gentlemen, starting as a real young man. Worked for Smokey Graves and the Blue Star Boys. He worked for Mac Wiseman, and that's a Mac Wiseman song we've just heard, and we might hear another one later. Bill Harrell, he worked with him in the Rocky Mountain Boys. Buzz Busby and the Bayou Boys. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. But the Country Gentlemen were formed when Buzz Busby and Eddie Adcock had a motor accident and couldn't play, and Bill Emerson put the Country Gentlemen together, and Eddie Adcock ended up taking his place in the band, and the Country Gentlemen came into being, and they were a very innovative band of the 1950s, late 1950s and the 1960s, and really led on to John Duffy's work with Seldom Seen as well. And so it's sad that Eddie Adcock has left us. He was very innovative as a banjo worker. He could play a really straight, hard-driving banjo like we just heard on that song. And a little bit later we're going to hear an instrumental that he plays quite a different style of banjo. So we'll be hearing a little bit about Eddie Adcock in this program. In the meantime, there's other people that we need to hear from. And this is from an album called Looking Back. The band is Jerusalem Ridge from Canada, and here they are doing a tune called Lost and I'll Never Find the Way.
Lost at sea. In a world of despair, it is so lonesome there. Darling, please come back to me. Lonesome, lonesome, finding no way. But you say it messed me apart, even though it breaks my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find my way. Lonesome,
Some seriously good bluegrass music there. That came from Jerusalem Ridge, and playing that one was Bill Lopushinsky on mandolin and doing the lead vocal, Keith Burgess on bass doing the harmony vocal, Dave Wright on guitar, Craig Korth on banjo, and boy, did they push it along. Very impressive bluegrass music from Jerusalem Ridge. I told you we Eddie Aycock played some very innovative banjo playing, and this is from the same album, Play It Like It Is. And the tune is sort of rather romantically called El Dedo, D-E-L-D-E-D-O, and sounds like an interesting Spanish tune. I looked up to what the Spanish meant, and it just means the finger, which is not a sort of name I'd give a tune, the finger. Anyway, he does do some dexterous things with his fingers in this tune. So let's hear from the country gentleman again, featuring Eddie Aycock on banjo with El Dedo. Well, that is some very impressive banjo playing and mandolin playing. Eddie Adcock and John Duffy really worked off against each other, didn't they? And I think they really brought out the best in each other, both vocally and instrumentally. And that was El Dedo or El Dado or The Finger. I can't think of it as The Finger. It sounds terrible. Okay, let's hear from the David Greer Band. Used to be, it's an old Bill Monroe tune. And his band, David Greer's band at the time, was David Greer doing guitar and some vocals, Casey Campbell on mandolin, Dennis Crouch on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle and some vocals, and Corey Walker on banjo. And this is from 2020 and tune recorded in Nashville, and it just sounds interesting. I don't think we've had much from David Greer. His dad was Lamar Greer, who was a banjo player for Bill Monroe at some time. So David comes from a musical heritage as well. And let's hear them. Sounded like a bit of a jam session, didn't it? Some voices in the background there. And that was David Greer Band there. And the mixing wasn't quite what I would have liked to hear, but they had a lot of energy in the music, and I thought it'd be just nice to hear it like a jam session there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you songs from my shelves. And I've got shelves of CDs and shelves of LPs, and I like to be able to dig into them and come up with things that I think you might enjoy listening to. And I've got a real treat a little bit later on. In some ways, it's old-time music, and it's for the guitarists amongst us, just showing you that there's different ways of playing country guitar. Now you're interested, eh? I've got a brand new album in front of me. Big Country Bluegrass have put out album number 21 after 38 years of music, and Rebel Records do a great job of supplying people like me with albums when we want them, and I'm delighted to have the new album from Big Country Bluegrass. Really traditional bluegrass music there, hard driving, great songs, and this one's called Carry Me Back to the Bluegrass. That's a Dave Evans song. We might hear that sometime in the next few months. But I've picked out one track to play from this album in this show, Seem It's Brand New. It only arrived in the mail yesterday. It's called A Stranger in My Own Hometown. And it's written by Tom T and Dixie Hall. Great songwriters, of course, and write some excellent songs of bluegrass music. And we're going to hear them play this song now. Brand new album. Tommy Sells on mandolin, Teresa Sells on guitar and tenor vocals, Eddie Gill on guitar and lead vocals, Billy Hawks on fiddle and baritone harmonies, and Daniel Martin on banjo and messes around on some of the harmonies, Tony King on acoustic bass, and they just do a good job of playing really traditional bluegrass. Let's hear A Stranger in My Own Hometown. That's hard driving bluegrass for you, isn't it? That is Big Country Bluegrass and a brand new album. You're amongst the first people to hear it. So me finally keeping up with modern bluegrass trends, thanks to Rebel Records. And I'm delighted to play Rebel Records. I've bought their albums for a long, long time, and they're a big part of my bluegrass education. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you're wondering why this voice has a New Zealand accent, I've been a New Zealander all my life, apart from a couple of years in Australia and a little bit of travel to play some bluegrass music here and there and through the USA, going to some festivals and accumulating albums and just really enjoying the music. Free FM do a great job supporting local music, and they're part of the Access Radio system throughout New Zealand, the community radio as it used to be called, and this show, as well as going out live over Hamilton from Free FM, it's also as a goes out over Raglan Community Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, all take Back Porch Bluegrass, and you might be listening on one of those. Big hi to you there. We do a deal with some of the community radio stations in Canada, and this show goes out at different times of the day and night from CFBX, Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. I'm delighted that you have Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you enjoy my take on bluegrass music. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA as well all take this show. I'm delighted that this show is a real radio show, and I try and present it as a radio show using live discs and LPs and sitting here talking to you just like I was doing it on a live radio station. I enjoy that. I don't like using the AirPlay Direct and sliding the tunes together, but I know that's a good way to do it, and I probably should, but I like the old-fashioned way. What else am I going to say? The people who listen on podcasts too, I'm delighted that you can tune in on a podcast and hear me any time of the day or night. And I know many of you enjoy my take on bluegrass music from down here in the South Pacific. Let's hear Eddie and Martha Adcock this time, and we've played them on the show before because I enjoy their music. Eddie and Martha met in the early 70s after he'd left the Country Gentleman. He left in 1970 and was replaced by Bill Emerson, who preceded Eddie as well. And then he formed a group called the Second Generation, and that was with Jimmy Goodrow. And Bob White was the other guy in Second Generation. Then Eddie met Martha Heron, and they married in 1976. She became an integral part of his music and has remained so right up to his death. He's done several things. He and Martha played with country music hero David Allan Coe for a while. Eddie played electric guitar and Martha sang backup. Then they started doing bluegrass with David Allan Coe as well. And then Talk of the Town, which had Martha on guitar, Susie Gott on fiddle, and Missy Raines on bass, and Jody Mathis on drums. And they teamed up with Kenny Baker, Josh Graves, Jesse McReynolds for a tour called The Masters, and they had Missy Raines on bass and Martha on guitar, and they won the 1990 IBMA Instrumental Recorded Performance of the Year Award. And Eddie Adcock, he stayed in music amazingly. In 2008, he went on TV all over the world when a video of then radical brain surgery at Vanderbilt University in Nashville was shared, and the procedure was done to correct a right-hand tremor that was preventing Eddie from playing banjo, and electrodes were placed in his brain